This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Exploratory oil drilling is about to begin in the Florida Everglades. Last month, after years of legal battles, a Miami-based company won the right to do initial drilling in a protected wetland. A Florida appeals court ordered the state to issue a permit for one deep test hole. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection then refused and sought a new hearing. But over the last 24 hours, a court said, no new hearing, get on with it. From the Florida Everglades, Maria Bacalapolo reports.
At the Everglades Holiday Park, tourists leave the dock on airboat rides. 6 miles west, 20,000 acres of wetlands are at the center of a heated legal battle between the state and the mineral rights owner, Cantor Real Estate, LLC. Broward County Commissioner Beam Furr opposes the project.
That's where we get our drinking water from. We're just downstream from there. That's why we're trying to protect it so vociferously.
The exploratory well would go more than 11,000 feet below the surface, drilling right through the Biscayne Aquifer, made of porous limestone.
To think that there would be no possibility of any leakage at all is implausible.
The aquifer supplies water for millions in southeast Florida. Matthew Schwartz of the South Florida Wildlands Association says the drilling process also poses other problems.
You've got the drilling rig, you've got the diesel generators, you've got water wells to supply water to make the drilling fluids, you've got trucks delivering materials. It's a major industrial operation.
In its court filings, Cantor said the site could yield anywhere from 180,000 to 10 million barrels of crude oil. In a written statement following the court action this week, John Cantor, president of Cantor Real Estate that is seeking to drill, said the company has been validated once again and is happy to be moving forward. David Mica, executive director of the Florida Petroleum Council, says oil drilling is low risk.
In many cases, that area is very environmentally sensitive, but with modern regulation and modern engineering technologies, the ability to reach those resources is greatly, greatly improved, in fact, safer than any time in the history of man.
In its ruling, the Florida Appeals Court called the drilling area environmentally degraded and said it is isolated enough from the public water supply to make drilling safe. In the Florida Everglades, I'm Maria Bacalapolo for Marketplace.